This is Radio Superior 1929, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from the 1920s. Step back to another time and hear this recreation of radio. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior Normal School.
Welcome to Superior's Saturday Afternoon Showcase. This is your announcer, Jack McKenna, speaking. We'll have some of the finest from our collection of wax recordings for you this half hour. The best of the 20s. But first, Lou Martin with the Trade Home Chain Shoe Store News on KUWS. So, Lou, are people still buzzing locally about Tuesday's stock market crash?
Well, yes, they are, Jack. And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Businessmen in Superior believe the great crash from Black Tuesday won't have any long-term effect in the port cities. National Bank of Commerce cashier James Crawford tells us, quote, "I haven't noticed any depression of business in Superior because of the fall of the stock exchange. There apparently hasn't been much loss to local speculators." Mr. Crawford says the greatest loss is of sleep to people who play the stock market. Reporter Mike Simonson has been talking with a businessman around Superior. Mike?
Oh, yes, I have. The vice president of the United States National Bank in Superior agrees. A.J. Wenzel says the losses have all been on paper, not affecting locals very much. Quoting Mr. Wenzel, "Business here is generally up. Some people bought at a reasonable rate and sold for profit. Others did lose money. Many are changing their minds about the stock racket and are buying good, substantial real estate and mortgages instead. The near crash has proved an aid to good, sound business," unquote. Marcus Loan Company President Jack Marcus in Superior says he hasn't noticed any difference in business activity so far. Quote, "Stock losses may affect the large buyers of luxuries, but not the average shopper. The confidence of shoppers remains strong," says T.J. Roth of Roth Brothers Department Store in Superior. "He's seen no decline in business since Tuesday." And the president of Community Savings Bank even sees good from the drop in the stock market. Clarence Kenny says this will put money back in good, legitimate businesses. He says it should be a good lesson to those who plunged into the market rather than investing wisely. Ford S. Campbell's, the general manager of Campbell Motors and cashier at Wisconsin State Bank in Superior, he says, quote, "I can't say that business conditions have been in danger." Lou, none of the businessmen we talked to seem to worry that this will have any real effect on our area.
Well, thank you, Mike. A two-day holiday of selling ends Monday when the stock market will reopen. In other national news, a New York reverend known for his vehement attacks on the theory of evolution died suddenly of heart failure. 54-year-old John Stratton, who had made modernism and evolution a big part of his 1928 campaign against presidential candidate Al Smith, attacking him from his pulpit and on a campaign in the South for another failed presidential candidate, William Jennings Bryan. Dr. Stratton had a slight stroke in April, but returned to his home a month ago, but suffered a nervous breakdown and was committed to a sanitarium in New Mexico, where he died unexpectedly of heart failure yesterday. In news closer at home, the two sons of the police chief of Oliver got a break in their bail after an appeal from their father to the judge. Police Chief Frank Sajak was able to get bonds reduced from $5,000 to $1,000. The sons were part of a gang that raided a home in Black River Falls, threatening the owner with bodily harm for allegedly stealing a moonshine still. A warrant is still out for another Oliver man, Andrew Rep, for also being a part of the gang. The president of the United States Bank is in Superior this weekend. Former Superior resident Byron Patterson is in town as part of the closing of the Patterson estate that's here. It's not clear what will happen to the turn-of-the-century mansion, but Mr. Patterson says it could be used for anything, including an orphanage. Mr. Patterson will return to his Los Angeles home next week. We'll be back in a moment with more Trade Home news.
Here we are, folks, again to talk about the greatest shoe values in America. Trade Home, chain shoe stores. 1307 Tower Avenue, right next to Stacks. Coats, hats, and dresses, all at the lowest prices. Come and convince yourself. You know, our own policy is we buy for less and sell for less. Like winter coats, $19.95 to $29.50. Dresses, $5.95 all the way up to $10.95. And hats, $198 to $398. Here's a real, real bargain. Chinchilla coats, $4.95 to $8.95. In sizes 5 to 10. That's, of course, at Trade Home Chain Shoe Stores. 1307 Tower Avenue, next to Stacks. Lou.
You know, Superior City Council is moving ahead to get ready for winter. Two tractor snowplows costing $4,100 will be delivered in the next 10 days, according to Code Lesage. Mr. Lesage is the chairman of the City Council's Streets Committee. He says they'll be equipped with lights to fight snowdrifts at night as well as in the daytime. The new plows will be capable of clearing a 20-foot swath during snowstorms. Meanwhile, Councilman John Green is suggesting a new way to keep winter streets from becoming slippery. The Fifth Ward Councilman says the city should purchase sand for use on city streets instead of collecting ashes discarded in alleys from homeowners' furnaces. Mr. Green says it'll be more economical to use sand, and people won't be tracking ashes into their homes this winter. Mr. Lesage says that he'll take Mr. Green's suggestion under consideration. YMCA Vocational Education Directors have built 5 model Zeppelins, which are part of a local contest. You can judge for yourself which Zeppelin models are the best. Since they're on display in picture windows at Columbia Clothing Store, Flown and Leverage Clothing, Superior Hardware Company, and Roth Brothers Department Store. Just some of the students participating include George Johnson, Donovan Clough, Lester Hedberg, Leo Gretzky, Alex Cicillo, Ray Baker, and Donald McKenzie. They worked under Frank Jusen and E.V. Sexsmith, vocational education instructors. The contest is being held to stimulate interest in Zeppelin transportation. Several Superior churches are involved also, including Reverend Guy Hill, Church of the St. Alban the Martyr, the Reverend J.E. Collier of the 59th Street Methodist Church, and the Reverend Louis Olson of St. Paul Lutheran. And memories of Armistice Day will be revived in Superior. Buglers from 10 local American Legion and Veteran of Foreign Wars will be stationed around Superior, including Broadway and Tower, 8th and Tower, Belknap and Tower, and 4th and Tower. Speakers will follow at city schools, including Mayor George Dietrich at Central High School, Attorney Carl Daly at Blaine, the Reverend D. Fuller at Lincoln, the State Teachers College Professor O.L. Loop at Patterson, and Claude Cooper at the Cooper Elementary. A ball will be held at Tower Hall, where at 7:30, President Hoover's address to the nation will be received over radio. Soldiers who served in the Great War in 1918 are expected to turn out at Tower Hall by the hundreds, while students will hear an address by State College President A.D.S. Gillette. Now with the theater review, here's Harriet Farrick.
Thank you, Lewis. Fast Company is on view for the first time at the Palace Theater and will doubtless be packing them in for some days to come. Fast Company has to do with a Bush League ball player, Jack Oakey, who plays baseball so well that he is signed by the Yankees. He leaves his little hometown and is plunged into the fast company of city-bred girls and big league players. He becomes the tower of strength for the Yankees, and they win the pennant. Then comes the World Series with Pittsburgh. With the deciding game to be played on the morrow, a number of upsetting events project themselves into the pathway of success for Oakley. His girl turns him down, and a gang of smart gamblers make them their unwitting dupe. All seems dark when a very happy twist of fate saves the days for the boastful but lovable hero. All the advantages of sound recording are brought into the production. You hear the fans yelling. You hear the players razzing the other team. You hear the crack of the bat on the ball. Evelyn Brent is swell as the city-bred girl who finally falls for Oakey, and Gwen Lee is the blonde and comely girl who of the love plot. That's all from the Twin Ports Thespian Activity, Lewis.
Well, thank you, Harriet. And Jack, that's the Trade Home Shoe Store News for this Saturday, November the 2nd, 1929.
And, Lou, we'll carry President Hoover's address right here over the National Broadcasting Corporation on KUWS. World War veterans can tune us in. American Legion Post 65 is urging veterans in need to turn out Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday nights from 7 to 9 p.m. Post Service Officer L.K. Bardwell will be in the office of Claude Cooper to help veterans determine just how much the government might owe them in benefits. Now let's go to our wax music collection on Radio Superior, Saturday afternoon showcase on KUWS.
I've been away from you a long time. I never thought I'd miss you so. Somehow I feel your love was real. Near you, I long to be. The birds are singing, it is song time. The banjo's strumming soft and low. I know that you yearn for me too. Swanee, you're calling me. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I'd give the world to be among the folk in a G.I.X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go through that Swanee door. Swanee, Swanee, I am coming back to Swanee. Mammy, Mammy, I love the old folks at all. Swanee, how I love you, how I love you, my dear old Swanee. I give the world to thee among the folk in a G.I.X. I even know my mammy waiting for me, praying for me down by the Swanee. The folks up north will see me no more when I go to that Swanee shore.
Now let's take a look at the weather, folks. The KUWS radio weather report from the U.S. Weather Bureau in downtown Duluth for this Saturday, November 2nd, 1929. Generally fair conditions expected over the next few days. The U.S. Weather Bureau office in downtown Duluth says we should have pleasant breezes out of the southwest. That'll be a change. And mild temperatures Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Expect temperatures back into the 40s for the next several days. Could this be Indian summer?
Day is ending. Birds are wending back to the shelter of each little nest they love. Nightshades are falling. Lovebirds are calling. But what makes the world go round? Nothing but love. When whippoorwills call and evening is nigh, I hurry to my blue heaven. I turn to the right, a little white light will lead you to my blue heaven. You'll see a smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest that nestles where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in my blue heaven. Thank you. smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, and a little nest that nestles where the roses bloom. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. We're happy in Molly's blue heaven.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, talk about big shoe values in America. Trade Home. Yes, sir, that's the place you go for coats, hats, and dresses, and you can expect to pay less. Winter coats, $19.95 to $29.50. Here's a chinchilla coat for $4.95 to $8.95. Our own policy is we buy for less and sell for less. That's the story with the greatest shoe values in America from Trade Home, chain shoe stores. 1307 Tower Avenue, right next to Stacks. Thank you, boys. Well, it won't be long now, ice skating fans. Temperatures here at the head of the lakes will soon be below freezing. Not a pleasant thought, but outdoor skating rink foreman in Superior have been given their marching orders for next month, you might say. City Street Maintenance Director Code Lesage says the foreman will start to prepare vacant lots and school playground areas for flooding for sheets of ice. Thank you.
shaking like a leaf on a tree. That's from the moon, from the pen. Shaking like a leaf on a tree. Because I'm coming loose to my bed. I'm like a weeping willow, weeping on my pillow. For years and years there ain't no sweet man. That's worth the soul of my down and down exactly, like a penny magnet. For years and years there ain't no sweet man. That's worth the soul of my although I may be blue, still I'm true. I must tell him goodbye, rather than have that man gonna lay me down and just die. Now, broken heart, sister, aggravated sister, lend me your ear, there ain't no sweet man. That's worth the soul of my
Thank you. The public school bands are sponsoring the next four movies at People's Theater in Superior. School music supervisor Earl Brayman is urging all of you parents out there to buy tickets from school children instead of at the box office. The bands will hold two open-air concerts Monday evening in front of People's Theater as well. And Superior has lost, I'm sad to say, one of its pioneers. We'd like to send our best wishes to the family of 78-year-old John Ternesky, a resident here since 1894. Mr. Ternesky worked for years on Great Northern Railway and leaves behind a widow, three daughters, and four sons. Now let's have some more music here. Here's the Paul Whiteman again with Muddy Waters.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for Superior Afternoon Showcase on this November 2nd, 1929. We'll be back next week with the news, weather, and our hit showcase of music from the 1920s, new and old. This is your announcer, Jack McKenna, speaking. Good night.
Lordy, how they sing it. Boy, they really sway it.
Superior Radio, October 29th, 1929, a weekly original production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Superior Radio 1929 executive producer is Mike Simonson. Assistant producer is Brianna Pearson. Assistance in this program comes from the Superior Public Library and the Jim Dan Hill Library. All of the events reported on Superior Radio 1929 are actual accounts from editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Your comments are welcome at 394-8530 or mail them to us at KUWS Radio, UW Superior, Superior, Wisconsin, 54880. Join us next week at this time for more Superior Radio 1929. This is your announcer, Tony Jasmine, speaking. Good night. Contributors to Wisconsin Public Radio include Vintage Italian Pizza, Godfather's Pizza,
the Elbow Room, and the Pizza Hut on Hammond Avenue.
If you didn't listen to Yellow Jacket Hockey last season, here's what you missed.
We have a two-on-one developing. Tim Walsh lets the Lions up with the shot. Oh, he scores! Tim Walsh! Everything changes when the NCAA comes to town and plays the puck out to Petrosa. The shot. Oh, he scores! And Petrosa!
Don't make the same mistake twice.
Big hit back there by Kevin Pascal as he knocked down number 5.
Catch all the action and the excitement of Yellow Jacket Hockey every Friday and Saturday at 6 p.m. on 91.3 KUWS Superior, 102.9 Ashland.
Rebound, he scores!
Good evening. I'm Mike Simonson, and coming up on KUWS Radio News at 9 tonight, the Battle of the Barbs continues at City Hall as the mayor defends the city's finances. Aaron Brown reports on a big jump in cabin crimes around northern Wisconsin, including in Douglas, Bayfield, and Washburn counties. And people give the state legislature low marks in a Wisconsin Public Radio survey. So join us during the hockey game for News at 9 on KUWS.
KUWS Superior, 91.3, 102.9 Ashland. Weekend weather on the hour from KUWS. I'm David Kuharski. For tonight, clear skies and colder conditions, with the lows reaching only near 20 degrees. For tomorrow, Saturday, mostly sunny in the morning, then clouds in the increase with partly sunny skies by afternoon, highs of 40 to 45 degrees. For Saturday night, partly cloudy skies, the lows in the middle to upper 20s. And for Sunday, partly cloudy skies with lows of 30 to 35 degrees and highs reaching into the middle 50s. In Ashland, it's 41 degrees, and on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-Superior, it is 42 degrees. Remember that coming up, we have men's yellow jacket hockey as Elmira, New York, invades the Hive this evening. And due to the length of the Yellow Jacket women's hockey game going right now, it's running long as we speak. We'll be starting the pregame at 6:15. Until then, we have some great jazz lined up for you, and we're going to kick it off with Doc Severinsen. This is a brand new track from his Swingin' in the Blues, which is available through Azika Records. And this track we're going to play is his Sea Jam Blues right here on 91.3 KUWS. Thank you.